7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
どっくり仕掛けていきたいと思います。歯ブラシとかね、ペロペロペロってしたいと思います。もし全裸で寝てたら YouTube にアップしたいと思う。
僕のことが好きなら最初からそう言ってくれればいいのに、なんでいつも言ってくれない
。はいはい、おはようございます。What are we doing? Yeah, okay, it's 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And the good news is Pippa has returned. Yeah, so I've got my cat sitting here in the kitty business pit trying to make some kitty bagels. Are you making kitty bagels? They're so delicious. And the reason this is so significant is because, I didn't see my cat at all yesterday. Not once, except for the one time when I actually went to go look for her. Yes, it's true. You might remember, during yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, Pippa never made an appearance, which is extraordinarily rare, because usually she's sitting right here. That's the whole thing. Let's just sit here and be a cat. And, that never happened. And then she never came down after lunch. And then she never did anything. And then at around 11 o'clock at night, I'm starting to thinking, geez, I hope my cat's okay. You know, right? Where's my cat? Because, you know, it's rare that something like this happens. Very, very rare. But every once in a while, I won't see my cat for the entire day. Well, that's just what yesterday was. By 11, I was getting worried. By midnight, I was thinking, okay, something's not right. And by about 5 or 10 minutes to 1, I said, okay, I can't take it anymore. I gotta go find out what's going on. So I went around looking for my cat, and I thought, oh, she's probably up on the landing. So I went up there, and yeah, there she was. And as soon as I sort of stood there and was looking at her, she moved, and I thought, okay, great, she's not dead. So she sort of twisted around, and she looked at me and said, brr. And I said, brr. And then I went into the bathroom, pretending that, you know, that was the whole reason why I had to go up there. And then I left. And I came back downstairs, and I was going to sleep shortly after 2 a.m. My cat still wasn't down here. But she came down sometime at night or in the morning, because when I woke up, she was over by the fireplace. And she let me do all my morning stuff. And then as soon as I sat down and started getting ready to do some Dubious Goals Committee, we had to be a baby. Hi, baby minions. So I've got a cat. I've got a cat sitting right here, sitting right in front of me. What are you doing, kitty business? Being a baby zooper? A baby zooper. When I really need some tea. But it's hard to deal with the cat and drink tea at the same time. Especially when you're doing a radio show. So good. I'm drinking that Janhong again today. You can get a lot of infusions out of that stuff. But it's starting to go. The leaf is starting to leaf out. And, yeah. After this pot, I might have to switch to something else. What am I going to drink later, Dingens? What should I drink? Maybe some Dahong Pao. Haven't had any Dahong Pao in a while. Uh-oh. It seems like things are getting a little faily around here. That can't be good. All right, so, yeah. I don't know, I woke up tired, if that makes any sense. Not sure if I didn't sleep well or what. I thought I sort of slept okay, but I'm oddly tired. I wanted to go back to sleep when I woke up, but I could not go back to sleep. I tried. And I thought, well, I'll just get up, and then this way I'll be able to take a nap this afternoon. I didn't take a nap yesterday. Maybe that was my problem. I don't know. So now I gotta figure out what it is I'm gonna do with this day. The day that is stretching out ahead of me already. What are we doing? What are we gonna do today, Pippa? Well, we can probably work on a couple little art projects, make some more stickers. Little stickers, and what else was I gonna do? There was some other, I was gonna send some of those blank stickers to somebody. That's what I was thinking about doing. How much is that gonna cost me? More than $2? Less than $3, $2. More than $2? Less than $2. I don't know. But that's what I did last night. I did some art, and then I wanted to go to sleep. And then I watched Godzilla vs. King Ghidorah. That was pretty great. That was pretty great, wasn't it, Pippa? Oh yeah, you weren't even here. What were you doing? You were hiding somewhere. Like a bangin's gazingin's. Alright, I got nothing. Not prepared to do this today. Etc.
Boom! Educational anime, Poppeton!
Hi, I'm Poppeton.
And I'm Peepeton.
All right, we're here today to get some fresh milk to make a tasty,
Yay!
Yummy cake.
Hey, friends, we're somewhere special today. Know where?
The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Music for that.
Move my feet and touch my soul. Bass and drum be rock and roll. Just play that music. I don't care what key it's in, where it's come from, where it's been. Just play that music. I don't need to see your face. I don't need no autographs. I'll come play your interviews, come in your photographs. You don't need to be profound, if that don't speak, just play that sound. Just play that music. I turn on my radio, if you got a great live show. Just play that music. If it's him, you make it stick, do your job, just play music. Critic mags and interviews, who cares about bad views?
Does it have to be so I had to twist and shout.
Do we have to play this game?
Or be down and out?
It don't have to look the same.
I keep trying to tell them.
It don't have to all sound lame.
I'll sing the song you sell them.
What a song, eh? You'll be top of the pops in no time. Smart Alex.
If it's hitting, make it stay. Do your job, just play music.
Okay, that was Just Play Music by Big Audio Dynamite. And whereas normally I would take that as being extraordinarily good advice, I mean, just play music, I don't feel like it. I'm in a strange mood. I don't feel like doing anything. So what we're going to do is grab the garage remote control out of my car. Oh, so bright. We're going to walk out of my house. Oh, good Lord. Time to put on the sunglasses. Oh. Okay. That's a little bit better. What are we doing out here? Well, I have realized that it's not very cold. It's gotta be 45, it's warmer than 45 degrees American. It's probably getting close to 50 degrees. Here's an accident waiting to happen. No, the guy figures it out, yay. Yeah, so it's about 14 degrees Celsius right now. There's a light breeze. There's snow on the ground, but it's melting. It's so melterific. Little lumps of snow. So I walk down my street and I immediately turn to the corner. And I'm just sort of vaguely thinking about walking down to the creek. Let's see what's going on down there. Wow, there is a lot of dog crap in this yard. Jeez. Okay, so where are we? What are we doing? Well, I'm in front of Jim's house. I used to go to high school with this guy. He was fun. Oh. But now he's married and has kids and... Yeah. And so I'm walking by the house that has the manger still sitting out in front of it. That's convenient for all your mangerly needs. It's kind of overcast. I don't understand what's happening, because the sun is out, but I see no blue sky. Oh no, okay, over there. Okay, yeah, okay, cool. I'm walking towards the open sky. So that's good news. I did briefly consider going somewhere. Thought maybe we should jump in the car. But yeah, no. Again, remember, 3 days ago, we had a whole load of snow. And so now all that snow is melting. And so everything is wet and muddy. And whereas this is bad for Dubious Goals Committee, because it's not a mud-oriented show, it's good for nature, because it's been very dry here. On the whole last year, not enough rain, not enough water. We're probably still short. But yeah, this snow will help. As long as the snow can soak into the ground. Which, a lot of it will. Hopefully not lots of runoff. So we got little birds flying around here in the neighborhood. That's about it. There's not a whole hell of a lot going on here in my neighborhood. Although I am approaching the house that has my my street chalking competition. We discussed it last week. Yeah, but there's a house here. A couple of primary school kids. Young girls, they live here. And they like to chalk up their driveway. And I'm walking past it right now. There's nothing on it. It's clear. It's clear of snow. But there is no chalk art. Oh, okay. So we got some action. We got some action up here. We got a squirrel. Yay. We got one light brown red fox squirrel running around. Where'd he go? Okay, now he's over there. He's looking around for stuff to eat, presumably. And wow, I'm just now noticing that they have installed a gate to the golf course parking lot. Wow, there's an entrance and an exit. They put a gate, swinging gates on each driveway. I guess they don't want people in the drive or in the parking lot when there's no golfing. Well, isn't that exciting and fun? All right, so let's cross the street. And now I'm on the big dog promenade, the street where everybody, the sidewalk where everybody has to walk their dogs. And this runs parallel right up to the creek. So basically I'm looking down onto the golf course and yeah, it's about 50-50. 50% snow, 50% dormant grass. There's tracks in the snow. And when I say tracks, I mean like snowmobile tracks. That can be expected. Alright, so now we're at the beginning of the creek. It's not really the beginning. It's where it goes underground under the golf course. The beginning is another, what, 300 meters that way. Let's take a look. Let's see what we got. So, just glancing down into the creek, the first thing I see is dead leaves. Lots of dead leaves. I can see some water. The creek is not completely frozen over. Lots of sticks. I wonder if I should take... Yeah, better take the sunglasses off for better visual acuity. See if we can acquire some dudes. I'm looking in trees. I can hear a squirrel just chattering. I'm looking up into trees. I'm looking down below ground level into the creek. And yes, it looks very muddy down there. Lots of mud, mud, mud. Lots of snow that is not melted yet because it's in the shadow and it does not get direct sunlight. All right, now here's a big chunk of open mud. I don't see any readily discernible tracks. Because you would think there's got to be some dudes running around in there. Now see, there's a trail. Now is that people walking around down there? Or is that animals and dudes creating that trail down there? There's another squirrely. Hi, Mr. Squirrely. He's looking a little thin. He needs some delicious squirrel snacks. Okay. Now, where do I want to... Yeah, okay, there's one of the picnic table dams. Trace my way back up. Now see, you would think there would be a trail. I'm not really seeing. Okay, now look down there in that mud. I'm a little bit too far away, but that definitely looks like tracks. That most assuredly looks like some kind of animal dude has been walking around down there. All right, what else we got? Kind of coming up onto a blind spot. Can't really see down there from here. But this is where we come up to this little ravine. You know, there's that ravine that, well, the fox and the motts like to hang out in. That's caused by this right here. Here's a storm drain. All the water rushes downhill into this storm drain, which then just goes underground about, what, 10, 15 meters? And then just dumps into the creek here. I can look down the ravine from this angle. Kinda. And when there's no leaves on the trees, you can almost kind of see something. All right, there's a bunch of snow down here. Looks like somebody went through here on a pair of cross-country skis. But we're gonna walk down here. I wore my good shoes. Is this a smart idea? Probably not. All right, and there's lots of tracks going up here into the exit, I mean, to the entrance of the creek. We got human tracks, we got animal tracks, must be dog tracks. I just heard something go squirrela squirrela. Looking up into trees, what did I hear? I'm hearing lots of little birds now. As I kind of make my way into our normal entrance. It's very muddy, so I'm trying to stay on the snow. Now, okay, this is where we would, oh, slippery and trees trying to grab me. This is where we would normally go down, but we're not going to, because it's very muddy, it's very slippery, and I can see spots where people have already slipped and fallen on the slope. But I'm looking down into the golf ball zone, don't see any golf balls. Everything's just sort of wet, snowy, muddy, and generally craptastic. Lots of mud. Lots of people walking around in the mud down there. Huh. Well, there's going to be golf balls soon. So I'm going to kind of back my way out of here. Don't want to get muddy. I'm hearing lots of little birds. But they sound like it. They sound like they're just talking about normal stuff. These are birds just doing all their regular everyday bird business. And that's not what I wanted to hear. What I wanted to hear was birds that were angry, birds that were in distress, birds that were complaining. Because complaining birds means that there's raptors around. There's big birds that might eat them. Like owls or eagles. So I'm just kind of wondering when our owls are going to show up. Probably pretty soon, right? You'd think. Although, who knows? I don't see any eagles. I don't see any owls. I see a lot. There's one of our woodpeckers. Nice. Other little birds. We got a robin or two. What do we got? Yeah, just lots of little birds. Not much else is happening. Well, there goes our woodpecker, buddy. You hear him? Brrr. Do it again. I will point the microphone at you. He's looking for yummy, delicious bugs. All right, well. There he goes. Tack. I'm glad I got to go outside today. I didn't go to the store yesterday. Maybe I should go to the store today. Get some groceries. Get some food. What do I even need? Just a bunch of regular dumb stuff. Nothing in particular. But I don't feel like doing that now. By the time I get back to my house and do stuff, then it'll be time for school to get out, then there'll be crazy traffic, and if I go to the store, I think I'll go to the store much later tonight. Have I lost weight? Why do my pants not fit? Why are my pants falling down? Alright, I've regained control of my pants. And I'm walking back pretty much the way I came. Now looking down into that ravine. Looking out over to the golf course. There's strangely a lot of traffic on this street, on this corner right now. What the hell? Anyway. So, yeah, another exciting day. Another exciting day for me. I think I'm going to go home, work on some art, make some stickers. And then there's something else I got to do. You know, I've been cleaning off my countertops and stuff, and I came across my box of markers. And it's just this envelope box that I threw all my markers in about 25 or 30 years ago. And I really need to go through it and check to see if any of the markers still work. I know some of them do, but some of them are blah. I gotta deal with all this dumbness. And whatever the result is, I'm sure you'll probably hear all about it on a future episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30, but this one's over. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.